possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What's going on? It is Metal Shop, and I'm actually talking with Uka from Uka Pelkonen. I'm sorry, did I get that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you want to correct me in any way?
Well, the first name is pronounced Jukka.
Jukka.
Yes.
Pelkonen. But
you got the last name perfectly, so don't worry about it, man.
Okay, awesome. Vocalist for an amazing band called Omnium Gatherum. They have an album that is coming out November 5th, and it's called Origin. You've been the vocalist of Omnium Gatherum since 2006, and the band goes back all the way to 1996. I'm going to start this by asking, like, what was it like to join this band that had already had a rich history? Did you want to do your own thing, or is there a sense of like, okay, I kind of have to keep their thing going? Or did you just kind of want to add a little bit of your own flair to it? What was that like jumping into those shoes?
Well, it was interesting back in the day because, you know, I sang in a band called Elenium.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did some gigs together, and Marcus was featuring in one of our early demos back in 2000 or something, if I remember correctly. And when they made the decision that... this has to be some new thing with the band. And obviously, it didn't go so well with their singer, Antti. They are in good relations nowadays. And also, me and Antti also are like friends. But back in the day, Marcus just called me and asked, would you be interested in to come and like rehearse a couple of songs and come and to test it out? And I was like, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah.
And I was courteous enough to not to ask why are you changing singers, because it was not my, like, it didn't like concern me at the at that time. And of course I did my own thing from the very beginning, but I also respected where the band was coming from, especially lyrically, because that is like my corner in this group. And like Antti has a really unique way of writing lyrics. I also have a quite unique way. So they blended in like pretty well together.
Yeah.
So I tried to respect the roots, but I also joined the band in that mind state that I'm going to bring something new to this, group and to this, to the existence of OG.
And I mean, that's a good way to look at it, because if they're calling upon you to do this as the person to do the job, obviously you're doing something good on your own. So you got to at least stick with your guns, right?
Yeah. I would like to think so. That was also one of their motivators when they asked me, that they already liked, well, if they didn't know my lyrical content, but maybe my sound. Yep. I think the sound was the point.
Nice. So things over here in Seattle and in the United States, they're, you know, starting to open up as far as we're having some concerts. I saw Black Dahlia Murder the other day with everyone was wearing masks and everything. And I can't say there was much socially distanced. We were all like jammed together, but there was masks and, you know, some mandates and whatnot with vaccination cards and whatnot. How are things in Finland? Are things still pretty locked down? What's it look like over there?
Well, there's like the distancing thing is still going on. Mm-hmm. Also the masks, but you know, the masks are not forced, but people are trying to be sensible to each other and stuff and wear them when they are able and when they go to the bigger events. But I think we'd had some summer festivals.
Yeah.
I think there was one festival which the masks were required as in like to be able to participate as an audience. But I think like in other ways, it's been a quite weird ride in a sense that those rules and regulations, they are like swing with the whole situation. Like, of course, with you guys over there, it's kind of like a similar thing, I would presume. But now that the vaccinations are going forward, things are like opening up little by little. And I think like we have some Finnish shows coming up in November after the release of the album. So I'm keeping my thumbs crossed that these things will happen. But you never know. So I think that people are like trying to be sensitive enough to each other just to be able for all of us to move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's kind of like this like collective realization that this could all go away if we don't act responsibly, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So exactly. this 18 months, it must have been, you know, pretty busy for you guys. I'm assuming this album Origin is a product of the pandemic, I'm assuming, right? Did you guys record this during the pandemic or was it done?
Yes, we did. We did, like, you know, the pre-production, it began like in December 2019 and on January 20. And for us, like a band that tours a lot, like it's really active in that sense, we had like a way more time to pre-produce the album, and in a way that was a good thing because we had the ability to invest more into the whole creating process. Yeah. But in that sense, I just did an interview to Canada just before this, and of course talking about the same kind of things, and it was also a good thing. And a bad thing to have so much time because we like to, you know, our way of producing, pre-producing the album didn't change at all in that sense. We did it the same thing we've done it before, but we just had more time. But we realized that more time doesn't always mean that you will get a better product. So we set deadlines.
Okay.
Just because to make sure that we don't like overthink it.
Yeah, if you have too much time, it'll be like Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy.
or like one Finnish metal band, which name I will not say here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So, yeah, man, you had these self-imposed kind of like deadlines and everything. That's cool. It's awesome that you guys, because, you know, you guys are used to touring all the time and everyone's used to going to shows all the time. It's great mm-hmm. that you guys were actually able to stay busy and stay sane. That must have been like the saving grace to like keep yourselves like motivated and busy during this time, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know, we were kind of like fortunate in that sense that we had this thing of like planned new album.
Mm-hmm.
And because otherwise it would have been like an idle time, sure. idle hands and idle mind.
Yeah.
It's not a good combination. So you're exactly right. We were like really blessed that we had this thing going on in this moment, like which is like this hideous moment. Hideous yeah. moment, but you know.
It'll certainly be a time to remember. You know, the world was a total shit show and you were off recording this awesome album. That'll certainly be one to remember, right?
Yes. Exactly.
So, you know, I don't want to spoil too much with the album because it is coming out November 5th. You can pre-order it now from Century Media. Origin is the album again. But if you could, maybe just in your opinion, what makes this album stand out as opposed to the past Omnium Gatherum stuff?
Well, it's a continuation, of course. Also, compose-wise and also lyrically, it's a continuation. Mm. But I think there's a... Well, one of our main ideas of like composing new stuff and making new material is that it has to be, things have to progress, like things have to move forward. We have our unique style, and you know, if you hear a song and you're part of the underground metal scene, you will know it's Omnium Gatherum song because of at least for my opinion, we do have a kind of like a unique sound in a sense, I think like moving forward with like refining our fire is the thing that we want to achieve, like from album to album to album.
Yeah, man. Just kind of like getting it more tightly, just like reined in. And you guys are the masters of melodic death metal, man. You guys just have this. Yes, absolutely, man. You guys have like such a rich sound that like I'm excited every time I hear a new Omnium Gatherum one. So again, the pre-orders are available. Of course, you're very welcome. Now I was curious about you know, going back, you know, with your previous band and then joining in 2006 Omnium Gatherum. You know, you've been active in heavy metal and underground music for a long time. What keeps you motivated and what keeps you interested and you know, inspired to keep going it with, you know, something that, you know, we're not going to be billionaires in this, you know, obviously you must love it. So mm-hmm. what keeps you going, man?
Well, of course it's the passion for the art. first and foremost, it's that, because, you know, this, I knew it when I was like 6 years old. This is the thing, like, you know, of course I didn't know it in that sense that this is going to happen, but you know, I knew it back in the day, like when I was child, this is what I want to do in some sense, you know, this is part of my future in some way. So pushing it. That's the real, like, you know, I like hard work, like in general, I've been like, before I started to make like, kind of like a tour a lot, but I didn't have time anymore to have a day job. But before that, you like, for many, many years, I always had a day job.
Yeah.
In a way or another, because I like to work, and this is also hard work. And also the next one of the important things really is that with this band, like, we really started to tour. Like mm-hmm. I started really to tour. Like, I think that the first long European tour was 2008, I think. Like, we were like supporting Nile.
Wow.
And after that, it's been like tours until to March 2020, when it suddenly stopped. We played one gig in Philly before we were sent home.
Wow, man, that must, yeah. This is, it must have been a total just like shock kind of to your system to be home for so long.
It was so fucking weird. Because, you know, the past, like, well, at that point, the past, like, 13 years,
yeah,
12 years, it's been constant touring, like, all the time. Like, it's supposed to be when you have a good job, then you get to do it.
Yeah.
Like, in that sense. But at first, my girlfriend said, like, you know, the first couple of months at home, like, you know, you're so restless.
Yeah.
And she said, I know why. And I was like, you know, I know, you know, and I also know.
So, yeah.
But after that, like maybe a couple of months, maybe four or five months, things started to come together.
Sure.
Well, of course, if you get used to something, you'll get used to something.
Yeah.
Even eating nails, like this has been for a lot of like in entertainment industry and a lot of other industries too. I'm not like putting down any other industries because you know, we all need each other to make this whole merry-go-round called our societies to work.
Absolutely, so, man. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good way of putting it, man. Now, obviously you're a music lover and you wouldn't be interested and involved in music if you weren't. We've all had, you know, ups and downs over the last 18 months. I'm curious, you know, if you're having like a really shitty day and you want to get out of that funk, what's an album that you can put on and put on the headphones that will either, you know, lift you up, get your anger out, get you happy, just an album that you can go back to, like an old standby that'll get you in a good mood.
Well, I have a couple, but you know,
sure.
In metal genre, in like classical metal, it's like Seventh Son of the Seventh Son.
Yes.
Iron Maiden, you know, that's, you know, you cannot go wrong with that. If I want something more intense, I'll put on Emperor's Ninth Equilibrium.
Nice.
Which is one of my favorites. If I want something like more easygoing out of the metal genre, I can like do Dave Matthews Band's Before These Crowded Streets.
Awesome. All right. He lives right down the street.
Oh, you're so lucky. I'm a big fan. You know, I had this nice coincidence was we were playing in Alcatraz Festival in Belgium, in July.
Okay.
And there was this photographer which was taking pictures of like all of the bands and you know, the stuff that photographers do.
Yeah.
And he said that he's been working with Dave Matthews Band for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And showed me some stuff that he liked, his pictures, and I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. And he also photographed our show and we took the contact and we just like, you know, let's work together again. And he was like, sure, we will do that. And it was
that is cool, man. I would have never guessed, but that's rad that you're a fan of our neighbor here, Dave.
Yeah, I know. And you know, the funniest thing is, you know, I would never imagine myself like back when I was like 15 years old or something to listening to that kind of music. But you know, they are such amazing musicians, and the songs, you know, maybe not my forte in that sense, but the songs are just like really, really well composed. And he's not a bad lyricist either. So you know,
no,
what's all there right. not to like?
Dave Matthews Band Omnium Gatherum tour confirmed for 2022.
That would be f-ing weird, wild.
I think you might flip the wig as some of those people go into their concerts, but who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, kind of wrapping up here, I just have a couple more questions for you. And what was the band that got you into heavy music? Like, was it Iron Maiden or was it Judas Priest? Like, or
I had two bands.
Cool.
Kiss and Wasp.
Kiss and Wasp. Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The first album that I ever heard, like, which was kind of like metal, was Creatures of the Night by Kiss.
Nice.
Which I really, really loved. I still love it today. And The Last Command was the first, like, C cassette that I went and bought on my own when I was, like, 6 years old.
Nice.
So those two. After that, it was Megadeth, Metallica, Iron Maiden, and Sepultura.
Yeah.
So basic things, I think. If you go into little to the harsher places, Then it was Death, the Sound of Perseverance album for me. It's usually people go like the other albums. I like them too, but for that album is like it somehow touches me. Dimmu Borgir was one also. Enthroned Darkness, Triumphant, and also Emperor, of course. Those are kind of like that kind of stuff. Okay, I have to mention our friends Dark Tranquillity, the Gallery album.
Yes.
Was really, really super. And also Old In Flames.
Yes. That was
like Colony and Just a Race and stuff like that.
Absolutely, man. And it's cool that, you know, most of the bands that you just mentioned are still going strong. At least Dark Tranquillity, In Flames, Dimmu Borgir. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So
It is.
That's one thing about metal is there's such a rich history of bands like continuing their legacy and continuing to go strong even, you know, years into their career. It's a freaking beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, can you imagine the fact that like Rob Halford?
It's awesome.
He's like old as time and he still like reaches the high notes and it's so freaking amazing. Like it's something to look up to and say, like, you know, these guys are still going strong, you know, in their perspective we're just like around the first corner.
That's so cool.
It's so really cool, man.
All right, man, so again, I'm talking with Juka. Awesome.
Yeah you got it, man.
Pelkonen from Omnium Gatherum. My last question for you, dude, if you can show us, but at least tell us, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar and show us if you can.
Oh, a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think if it can be shown, but you know, this in my, like here, was done by guitar.
Uh-oh.
In a festival, our former guitar player, Harri, we were headbanging a lot and he was just like moving around and I was headbanging. And once my head and his guitar collided and there was a lot of blood. And I said to the audience, this turned into a black metal show.
Oh,
you guys want some blood? So that's one of the like work related like scars I have.
Wow.
Like that kind of scar is something that I carry proudly.
Did you guys continue playing?
Of course. I went to the backstage and got some like little bit ice during the solo and went back.
Okay.
You know, it was just a little blood, so.
Yeah. I love
it. Going on with the metal show, you need some blood, man.
I love it, dude. All right, man. Dude, I really look forward to the album coming out November 5th. Again, the album's called Origin. You can pre-order it now on Century Media. Again, Omnium Gatherum. Do you have any final words for us today?
I think, you know, guys, things are opening up. The shows are coming back, so stay metal. We'll see you on the road.
Awesome.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.